From doing a podcast together to chasing after the Larry O'Brien Trophy, J.J. Redick and LeBron James, the perfect match.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
So it finally happened. I mean, we have been telling you this on Theoretically Speaking for a couple months now. It felt like as soon as it got reported that J.J. Redick was going to be a lead candidate, he was in the running for the Lakers coaching job, and that was happening simultaneously with LeBron James literally putting out content on the Mind the Game podcast with J.J. Redick. It was a sure deal. I mean, sure, they flirted with Dan Hurley. Who wouldn't? Coming off of two straight national titles at UConn, looking like a basketball savant, somebody who can craft up the X's and O's and also put in place a program that can make the Lakers great, not just now, but into the very far out future. He could do what the Lakers are looking for, but also J.J. Redick apparently can as well. As we start, theoretically speaking, with some St. Lucian Tire breaking news. J.J. Redick to the Los Angeles Lakers, as it was reported by Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN. That is seemingly locked in. 4-year deal. We do not have any expectations, or we don't have any reporting on officials' numbers yet. I did see on The Athletic that they're thinking around $8 million per year. Let's not forget Dan Hurley rejected a 6-year, $70 million offer, but it's happening. It's going down. J.J. Redick, who played 15 years in the NBA, who had a very love-hate relationship with basketball fans in his tenure at Duke, as most Dukies do, and he's had a very prolific short broadcasting year, but very prolific broadcasting post-career after he retired in 2021, is going to be the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, and to me, this is perfect. This is exactly what the Los Angeles Lakers need. I will caution this for Lakers fans, as well as the media members who are crafting up these articles and also, you know, trying to predict out what's going to happen with the Lakers with Redick now in place. They've got to stop comparing this dude to Heat legends. Like, C-Cat, have you seen the names that have been flirted about who the Lakers expect J.J. Redick to be for their franchise?
Run them off for me.
So, when this first was happening about a month and a half ago, I addressed the J.J. Redick rumors more so kind of tongue-in-cheek, because the initial reports were the Lakers were looking at J.J. Redick to be their next Pat Riley.
Whew.
They viewed hiring J.J. Redick, who is not coached at the amateur level or at the professional level. He's coached youth basketball, and of course he played 15 years in the league. He has a very robust brain when it comes to basketball knowledge. They were saying, we believe this guy can be our next Pat Riley, our guy that can man the sidelines for us, win 5 NBA championships as a coach and 2 as an executive. Pat Riley, literally a Mount Rushmore basketball presence. And then today, I see comparisons to Eric Spoelstra, who right now is the best coach in the National Basketball Association, and he's being paid damn near like it. And I will caution people, if you're expecting him to be Pat Riley or Eric Spoelstra, pump the brakes on that. That's a little lofty for a 39-year-old, especially this early in his coaching career. But still, to me, when I look at what the Lakers need, as they have LeBron James and Anthony Davis, a roster that if you bring one or two guys in, if you tweak it a little bit here and there, and you also manage LeBron and AD, their minutes, so that they're healthy down the stretch, you could very likely be looking at a team that can be contending for a championship in these next 2 years for the Lakers. You still have one of the greatest basketball minds on the floor in LeBron James. But also, when you look at who J.J. Redick is, and I think it's best defined by what he's done since he officially retired from the NBA in 2021. It's funny, Front Office Sports had this tweet that outlined the last 5 years of what J.J. Redick has been in basketball. And it starts off, right, played with the Pelicans, launched a media company whilst in the NBA, signed with the Mavericks, launched the podcast, Old Man in the Three, really good podcast, by the way. Then he signs with ESPN as a sports broadcaster. And He was on the number two broadcast team. He's since moved up to the number one broadcast team. And we're talking about a guy that retired from the NBA in September of 2021. And since then, again, launched a podcast with LeBron James, which every single time one of those videos drop, everything stops and we're locked in to see what LeBron and J.J. Redick are talking about. He went toe-to-toe with Stephen A. Smith on first take so many times that it felt like his appearances started to dwindle down because he kind of was getting after him a little bit, right? Like, J.J. Redick was doing it as a commentator, and then he just got done as the lead analyst for ESPN for ABC at the NBA Finals. The dude has done nothing but show himself to be a high work ethic guy, a guy that commits himself to whatever he has in front of him, and also a guy that's forward thinking, a guy that is projecting out what he wants. He launched that first podcast video with LeBron James in March, like late March, when the Lakers were still in the middle of an NBA season. He knew he wanted that job. He saw Darvin Ham on the sideline looking a little confused. He saw that Darvin Ham was in a hot seat, and he leaped at the opportunity to do a podcast with LeBron James, Mind the Game, and might I say it was a great podcast. I hope they still continue to do it now that they're head coach and player. But also, you know, he proved in that time period, not just to LeBron James, but to the Lakers brass, that he's a guy that they should trust their franchise with at least for the next 4 years, but they're hoping for the next couple of decades. And I have to say, this hire, J.J. Redick to the Los Angeles Lakers, is a perfect match. And no matter what your expectations are about it, because it's only 4 years and because the reports are right now just about $8 million per year, I've got to lean in and say I think it's a perfect match. It's good. It's going to be good for basketball, good for the Lakers, and good for J.J. Redick. 888-760-3776, 888-760-3776. Is this Lakers job a good one, and is the hire of J.J. Redick going to be beneficial for both parties involved? 888-760-3776. Your first reactions to J.J. Redick becoming the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Tap in on the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline or on YouTube at Theo Speaking. Is this hire, J.J. Redick going to the Los Angeles Lakers, straight off the podcast, Mike, right onto the bench, is that going to be a good one? Is the storied franchise that is the Los Angeles Lakers making another historic mistake, or have they found their guy, their next Pat Riley, their next Eric Spoelstra? I wouldn't go that far, but I do know that this seems like the move that not only if LeBron James is stamping it, but the Lakers brass are stamping it. Feels like something that could push them forward a little bit. C-Cat, when we got this ram in the bush of a sports headline today of J.J. Redick to the Los Angeles Lakers, what was your initial reaction?
Sports are not real life. Like, you can't compare this to your own career or your own place of work, where if somebody got hired for the highest possible job and you got passed over, you can't be bitter because this is not real life. Sports are not real life. You go to a basketball game, these guys get in a shoving match, there's a punch thrown, no one files assault charges. No. The same thing with the progression of who gets jobs where. So you can't be mad about that. I think that he's been around the game enough, J.J. Redick has, to not actually have proper head coaching experience. I think it's going to work out.
And if it's one thing I've learned, I don't think it matters. Like, I know you don't know who's best to coach the Los Angeles Lakers, you who's viewing this right now, but also front offices everywhere have screwed this thing up no matter how much experience coaches have had in the past. Look at what just happened with the Detroit Pistons. Monty Williams, when his coaching contract got announced, and we were talking about him as the highest paid coach in the league, I think at that point, or the highest reported contract signed. I mean, all hell broke loose. Oh, my God. The Pistons found their man of the future. We've seen him be successful in other franchises. We've seen him lead the Suns to the NBA Finals. We have saw proof in the pudding that this guy is an excellent head coach. 1 year later, The Detroit Pistons are paying this man $60-plus million to walk away. There's no way you can, in your right mind, criticize the Los Angeles Lakers after chasing what you would all assume to be, you know, the best hire in Dan Hurley and failing, quote-unquote, if you do believe that wasn't just a leverage play, which I still contend, no matter what Dan Hurley tells you or anybody else, that was a leverage play. If you believe that they went after Hurley, right, and you look at who's left on the head coaching list, I mean, are we really going to say James Borrego would have been a better hire than J.J. Redick just because he's coached before? Do you want to know what his record was, by the way, C-Cat? James Borrego, who would have had the experience that everybody's looking for. He's been on the bench before. He's been in position. You want to know what his record was?
It had to be above 500 at least, right?
Absolutely not.
What?
Absolutely not. James Borrego, who coached in the interim for the Magic a couple years back, but then he also did 4 years from 2018 to 2022 with the Hornets, 148 and 183. Not only was he not above 500, he was about 40 games short of that. Like, this isn't a perfect science. Just like drafting a quarterback in the NFL, just like really drafting any position in the NBA. I mean, look at Anthony Bennett to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, I mean, you could draft a guy high, Kwame Brown, and feel real salty following. It's not a perfect match anywhere. But this feels like a perfect match more so than anything else, because what else is left out there? Ty Lue just re-upped with the Clippers. You're not getting the championship experience type head coach. Mike Budenholzer also just landed a gig. You're not getting that guy who's going to be out there coaching the Suns now. J.J. Redick feels like the perfect match. This feels like it was inevitable all the way from the jump. And you know what's next? You want to know what the next peg is to this whole Lakers offseason?
What'd that be?
Bronny James in the draft. Bronny James to the Lakers. You give J.J. Redick pops on the way out, and you give him the heir apparent on the way in. Like, this has been written in stone for a while now. I said it on Theoretically Speaking back when these things were first being flirted about, and I'm sure you can still, on your favorite betting app, Hard Rock Bet, I mean, I'm sure you can still get some good odds on Bronny James going to the Lakers. It's going to happen. What LeBron James wants in the NBA, he gets. And he deserves that because he's LeBron James Incorporated. Because since he entered the league, there's been no greater presence, no bigger force. I mean, did you see how ugly and just lethargic and lacking of luster these NBA playoffs were with LeBron James not in it?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
The league needs LeBron. And the Lakers are going to fold to his needs and his wants for as long as he's there. So get used to that. And also get used to some J.J. Redick, LeBron James, and Bronny James pairings and those headlines coming out of the Los Angeles Lakers. J.J. Redick to the Lakers. The hire that was announced today, is this good for the Lakers? Is the Lakers' job even a good one? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. We've got ourselves a busy Thursday. I just saw Dean Thomas just walk into the building. He's going to be jumping in here with us with some later fight talk, as well as Tina going to jump in for some theoreticals. It's going to be a lot of fun that way as well. And also, you're getting some bonus Big Teddy today, right? Theo Dorsey going to be on ESPN West Palm tonight following Theoretically Speaking. So you get to hear my voice a little bit longer. I know a lot of you guys love that. What I absolutely love and can't get enough of is EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. You all have heard me talk about it all the time, and it deserves more airtime because of the fact that when I walk into my house, I feel the comfort of, like, you know, just a great breeze. And it wasn't always like that. When I had my old unit, it would take a while for that thing to crank up. But I recently revamped my whole system with EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, and it don't take a while to cool down that house. And also, now that I'm a Gold Plan member, I get 2 annual checkups, 15% off repairs, and I have the comfort of knowing I'm locked in with a Trane comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a Trane. EDSAirConditioning.com. Lock in with them. They've been doing it since 2006. EDSAirConditioning.com. Family owned and operated. And they do a great job. My guy Randy just checked in on me today. He shot me a text this morning like, yo, how's the system? How's the system, bro? I said, Randy, we're good. We're locked in. It's cool. Haven't had issues since. And we appreciate that. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, they're not just there to get a paycheck out of you. They're there to make sure that you and your family and your house is good. EDSAirConditioning.com. Man, C-Cat, this day, I was very shocked. I was very appalled at our office because when we were sitting around talking, having our pre-show meeting for Theoretically Speaking, and the J.J. Redick news was broken, I said literally as a person that was about to sit up here, I mean, we're entering the dog days of summer. We were going to have the pressure talk with quarterbacks in the NFL. Who's got the most pressure? I said, C-Cat, yo, like, this is a ram in the bush, the J.J. Redick to the Lakers news. This is it. And everybody gave me a blank stare.
Yeah, cricket. Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Nobody understands or knows the reference of what a ram in the bush is. And I'm not going to sit here and tell that story on the airwaves. I just was surprised. So for those of you out there that do know the ram in the bush, Lakers hiring J.J. Redick was our ram in the bush today on Theoretically Speaking. But we got so much more. Angel Reese had an impressive stat line today in the WNBA. And Joe Mazzulla of the Boston Celtics, as the Celtics parade around Miami and celebrate their championship, I will say their head coach starting to grow on me a little bit. I'll tell you why. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
We've got some breaking NBA news.
Ooh.
Oh, man, I can't wait to get to this one. It's got me giddy. you'll know why very soon. But first, let me tell you about Discover the Palm Beaches. I've told y'all about this already, right? Like, hashtag love the Palm Beaches. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches. It's that easy. You take a good picture at your favorite spot here in Palm Beach County, you hashtag love the Palm Beaches and post it, and you could sign yourself up to be winning some very special prizes. Vacations, dining cards, all of the such. And all it takes is hopping on your favorite social media website, hashtagging love the Palm Beaches with a picture of you, maybe kicking it at your favorite restaurant. Maybe it's you and your friends at a local bar, at a scenic field, something nice, something special. There's so many great spots out here in Palm Beach County to kick it. And once you hashtag love the Palm Beaches, you go online, you fill out a form at lovethepalmbeaches.com/love. Again, that's lovethepalmbeaches.com/love. Nobody knows Palm Beach County better than its residents, and it's time for us to show everyone else why we hashtag love the Palm Beaches. And again, you're not just doing this for the fun of it. You're doing it to show your friends, family, and those that aren't here how special South Florida is. But then also you can win some stuff for yourself as well. Hashtag love the Palm Beaches on social media. C-Cat, might I offer you some interest here in a Bulls and Thunder trade? Does that pique your interest at all? Bulls and Thunder making a trade here.
Thunder had a good season this year. I'm kind of interested for sure.
That's right. The Thunder were a game away from making it to the Western Conference Finals. They were a win away. They had a great battle with the Dallas Mavericks. We forget all about that because of what the Mavericks did to the Minnesota Timberwolves and my guy.
Bring gas.
But, you know, I'll be honest, this trade could sure a lot of things up for the Oklahoma City Thunder. This from Adrian Wojnarowski. Breaking. The Chicago Bulls are trading two-time all-defensive guard Alex Caruso to the Oklahoma City Thunder for guard Josh Giddey. Now, again, it sounds minute. It sounds like a detail that won't really shake any waves in the NBA. But if you remember with the Oklahoma City Thunder, their one weakness in their lineup was Josh Giddey, similar to Andre Roberson of years past, was a self-check. He was the guy that they were leaving out there and saying, ah, we're good. You can shoot it if you want to. We ain't worried about that, dude. That hurts the flow of your offense. That hurts spacing. And bringing in a guy like Alex Caruso, who is a plus defender, he is an elite defender in the NBA on the perimeter, and he's not a guy you can just leave open for three-point shots. That is a very stark improvement to Oklahoma City. I'd have to look into more details to see why they went about doing this, but I love this for the Thunder. And the West continues to get tougher. J.J. Redick makes it to the Western Conference, right? He's a head coach for the Lakers. Nobody's complaining, but it's going to be a gauntlet getting out of the West. The Thunder, the Timberwolves, the Mavericks will be back. The Lakers are now going to be trying to make a push. I don't know what's happening with the Clippers. And let's not forget, you still have a lot of hungry teams. The Phoenix Suns. Like, It's a hectic battle out there. If you want to win a championship, you better go out east like the Celtics and have that easy route.
They say fresh for the finals. Mow through them.
Yeah, it was easy. Super duper easy, and I cannot blame those Boston Celtics. I hope they are hearing me now as they're celebrating out here in South Florida. Yeah, easy run. Easy run you guys had, and it didn't happen by accident. They did a great job. Speaking of accidents, though, car accidents, truck accidents, slip and fall, Anajar and Levine accident attorneys, they're there for you. They're always there for you, and there's a reason why they're there for you. It's because they fight for you, and they don't get paid unless you do. I was just on my way here today, and it happens, like, I would say maybe one out of every five times I'm driving into work, there's somebody either cutting me off. Today, I almost got hit by a bus.
Whoa.
Yeah. And if that would have happened, if that bus connected with the right rear of my Jeep,
who are you going to call?
I would call Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Again, they fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. Don't settle for any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Now, you know what would have made me a lot more safe today?
What?
I'm traveling around in my vehicle, right? But if I was traveling around in a more sustainable vehicle, more all-encompassing vehicle, like maybe the get around, or theoretically speaking, I'd be safe from all of that. So how about that? How about we hit the biggest sports headlines all across the globe? How about we jump on the get around? I get around. What you mean you don't know? I feel safe here. What's the feeling on the get around? All right, let's see where we're going first.
Next stop, Boston, Massachusetts. Oh,
we got to go to Boston. I mean, the Celtics don't even want to be in Boston, but we got to go to Boston.
A day ahead of their Celtics championship parade, head coach Joe Mazzulla got in the Low Post podcast and walked us through what his role would be in a hypothetical bank robbery.
What is your bank robbery crew role? Like, what can you, if we decide to form a bank robbery ring,
yeah,
what is your role going to be?
I want to plan the whole thing, like attention to detail, like assign people to, like, find the people that you know's personalities and characteristics work for each positioning that you need. Like, I think it's all about the preparation. Like, I think once you're in that moment, you have to rely on the preparation similar to a game. So I would like to be the guy that plans it and hires the people and sets it in motion, or the guy that has to have steady hands, control his breathing to execute the safe.
I absolutely love this. I mean, now I see why he was the guy that people, you know, foreshadowed as a future head coach in the league, and why when Ime Udoka couldn't keep it in his pants, the Celtics were like, yeah, this dude's our head coach. We all laughed at it. He looked a little kind of, you know, novice. It looked bad in that first playoff run for the Celtics, but this past year, he seems like a guy that is very on top of the details. He's a planner. And isn't this exactly what you want your head coach to say? Like, you don't want your head coach to be like, I want to be the gunman. He wants to be the guy plotting it out, scheming it out. Joe Mazzulla, man.
He wants to be Danny Ocean of Ocean movies. Like, yeah. He wants to be pulling the strings. He wants to be the cerebral one.
Yeah, and that's what you want from a head coach. By the way, I've seen zero of the, 12 Ocean movies?
No, it's three. It starts with Ocean. You should change that, actually, immediately. You got to watch them now.
It's not that I have a distaste for them. It's either sports documentaries or whatever the hell my wife wants to watch. So that's on me. I'll make that my homework for the next month or so. I'll figure out some time to watch the Oceans movies.
Next stop, Coral Springs, Florida.
It's not bad right now. It's not bad. Hopefully the flooding has subsided a little bit, and it's probably kind of cool.
Yeah, not too much gas used either. Charlie Woods, son of Tiger Woods, made it into the first USGA championship on Wednesday. He had the leading score among qualifiers for the U.S. Junior Amateur next month at Oakland Hills.
Now, this is important, not just because he's Tiger Woods' son. I mean, this is a local high school athlete. He just won a state championship with the Benjamin School. I believe as a freshman, won a state title. We'll see if the Bucks can continue that prowess on the state championship on the high school level. But Charlie Woods is kind of self-fulfilling that prophecy of being a guy that's not just Tiger's son, but he's damn good at golf. It's going to be fun to watch his growth and how competitive he continues to get with it. Plus, the biggest thing out of all of this, they actually let the kid do some interviews. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't hear a lot from him. Remember, we didn't hear a lot from Bronny James for a while. We got to hear from Charlie Woods. That's pretty spectacular. This is a big, this is a monumental moment. I'm looking forward to seeing what the rest of his amateur career is like.
Next stop,
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Pass.
Next stop,
let's go to LA.
There we go. Come on, give me something I want to be at, dog.
With LeBron James in the crowd and Russell Westbrook dancing on stage, Kendrick Lamar performed Not Like Us 5 times last night in his live concert.
Dog, this Kendrick and Drake beef, I cannot cap, has created so many, like, just moments I'll never forget. Moments I'll never, I'll always know where I was when that concert happened. I'll always know where I was when Drake dropped Family Matters and thought he did something, and then boom, beat the Grams. Like, this is one of the most crazy epic beefs, and Kendrick Lamar, who performed Not Like Us 5 times and then played the instrumental on the way out, so 6 times, he's stomping on Drake's grave right now. And C-Cat, I know you don't know a lot of the minute details about this Drake and Kendrick beef, but the only thing you need to know from it is that Russell Westbrook was on stage seawalking, and Kendrick united all the gang members in L.A., it felt like, for one big photo.
Wow.
And it was all just to let Drake know, I don't just hate you, I didn't just beat you, but I want to remind you as many times as possible. And he did it on Juneteenth. What a night. What a night. And I will say, I know we hit L.A. on the get around. I wish I would have been able to been in L.A. last night. Did you see any of the stuff from that? Because I saw Bleacher Report was tweeting it. It was a lot of action. Did you see any of the pictures or any of that, CK?
I was watching Yankees baseball. No, I didn't see any of that. I was on the opposite end of the spectrum. Yankees O's. Heated matchup. Some retaliation. Gerrit Cole debut. I wasn't on the Kendrick live concert.
Kendrick Lamar Dom Kennedy came out and performed. Dr. Dre was out there. Like, and you were watching Gerrit Cole versus the Yankees?
No, I was watching Gerrit Cole with the Yankees. But we got one more stop, though.
Yeah. Shows you how much I care about regular season baseball. Give me the Kendrick and Friends pop out and show tour or concert any day of the week.
Next stop.
Just like that, we're a couple of miles away from the studios. We are at the flagship campus of Kaiser University.
I love it here. I love it there. And you know exactly why I love it there. It's because that's where I tune up my golf game, baby. KaiserGolfCenter.com. I've told you all about it. I actually just hit the range literally yesterday in celebration of Juneteenth. That's how I decided to celebrate. Hit the golf course with a couple of my buddies, and I shot them pretty straight. My first drive, actually, off the tee, I had people thinking like, yo, buddy got game. Buddy got something going. I mean, it subsided a little bit down the stretch, but I have helped my swing in a major way, and I continue to grow it at the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. These summer days get hot. They get rainy. They get muggy. You can't just get golf lessons anywhere outdoor these days because they might get rain checked or canceled. At the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center, there's a 2,000-square-foot indoor facility where you can get through 3 different hitting bays, ball flight technology, the tracking system. It gets you on point. It gives you the speed of the ball. It gives you how far off of the actual destination you were trying to hit it to. Like, it's what you need if you want to get better at golf. KaiserGolfCenter.com at the flagship campus of Kaiser University here in West Palm Beach. Well, that was a fun get around. That was a good, good time. We are going to be bringing in Dean Thomas and Tina for some theoreticals. It's a Thursday, so you know that's how we kick it on a Thursday. C-Cat, as much as I enjoy chopping it up with you,
mm-hmm.
as much as I enjoy the sports debates, I have something burning on my chest that I need answered, and it came stemming off of what Joe Mazzulla talked about with Zach Lowe. The bank robbery heist role thing is very intriguing to me because I was trying to figure out which one would I pick. I know which one I wouldn't want, but which one would I actually want to be in a bank heist? Not that we encourage that kind of behavior. We'll get Dean Thomas and Tina's answer as well as your C-Cat. And I'll tell you why the worst role in the bank heist, it's got to be the driver. It's got to be the driver. But theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Get your Hard Rock Bet apps ready. Log in, get locked in, because we got Dean Thomas here, and he's going to be giving us some UFC 303 picks. But first, I mean, if you're going to be fighting, you need them joints to be healthy. And is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Are we all situated in here?
He's so distracting.
No. Let me, because so distracting. I felt like you were speaking to me. You know what I'm saying?
When you're talking about joint pain, huh?
Joint pain and all that, because I was thinking about how, like, when I wake up in the morning, it sounds like popcorn in the microwave.
Just pop. Have you gotten to the place where you're stretching before, like, you go to sleep and in the morning? Or you?
Oh,
not?
Yeah. I'm stretching, like, all day long. All day long. You should see me in the car in the morning, like, working my neck out. I'm stretching all day long.
I feel like that's one of those things, Tina, that we should be, like, doing now, creating those habits now so we don't, like, but we say it. And then we're going to still just wait until we get into predicaments. Like when did you start actually stretching routinely post your career?
Probably in my 40s when I turned 40.
Right? Yeah, it came 40, with the fedora?
It came with it. Yeah. It was a package deal. Yeah. Like stretching and a fedora.
Right inside the fedora hat, there's like a stretch routine pamphlet just right there waiting on you. I love it, though.
Yeah,
I love
it. It's amazing, though.
Theoretically speaking, here on a Thursday, the voices you hear, that's Dean Thomas, the UFC king, the man that's going to be at UFC 303 Las Vegas T-Mobile Arena Saturday, June 29th. And then you got our best friend Tina in the wild, who you see at the Palm Beach Zoo hanging with all kind of reckless animals. Not reckless, I guess. They're more calm and docile and nice to you.
Yeah, they have different animals. I'm actually going to go there next week, and I've got another animal that I'll be doing experience encounter with, and I'm excited.
Uh-oh.
The only animal she be hanging with is me when we be in the streets.
If you had to pick an animal that kind of embodies what Dean Thomas is, you can't say dog. What would you pick?
A black jaguar. I was going to say black panther, but that's too
I was about to
too,
say.
Too typical.
I did do an animal encounter with the panthers at the Palm Beach Zoo.
Were they black?
Pretty cool. They were not.
Oh. What color were they?
Like a brown, like a tan.
Okay.
Like me.
Like, yeah. Her name is Sassy.
Sassy the Panther.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah.
We have UFC 303 coming up. This is obviously one of the more anticipated events. It is a highlighted event. I mean, what would you, if somebody was asking you, how big is UFC 303, Dean Thomas, how would you describe it?
Well, like the whole thing is International Fight Week, which is the biggest week in the UFC sport of the year. So it's a pretty big card. I mean, we were expecting Conor McGregor. He didn't make it, but they still did good with the main event in terms of Alex Pereira defending his belt against Jiří Procházka, and it's a rematch. So it's still a good card. It's an amazing card. They're going to be amazing fights, so you don't want to miss it.
Now, I'm all over Jiří Procházka, right? I'm all over this guy. But I want to get your picks, because my picks mean nothing, because I just really learned how to say his name correctly 2 minutes ago. So Dean Thomas, we want to get your three picks for the three major battles here that people can lock in on Hard Rock Bet. So let's start out with the light heavyweight title bout.
Alex Pereira taking on Jiří Procházka. Alex Pereira is probably the heavy favorite in this situation.
Minus 162.
Right. So that's not even that heavy, but I'm actually going to go with the dog. I think Jiří Procházka, he lost to him the first time. I thought it was an early stoppage, and that's kind of Yuri's style, to take some punishment early then come back late. I feel like he's going to be a little more cautious this time. He's not going to take that early punishment. I'm going with the dog here in Jiří Procházka.
I love it. I'm on that one right there with you. How about the featherweight bout for UFC 303? Got Brian Ortega in this one.
And this is a banger right here. This was a late addition to try to make up for that not having Conor on the card. And also, I'm going with the dog in this one, Diego Lopez. He is a sleeper of the division, and he's just been steamrolling guys, been knocking guys out. I think it's for some reason he is just going to take the heart of Brian Ortega.
And in the light, right? That's
like Indiana Jones. Jones.
Deep.
I'm like. Like take in a dance heart. Battle? Like he's
going to take his heart.
And in the light heavyweight bout, UFC 303, we've got Anthony Smith coming in as a dog in this one. Who you got in that
one? And he's a big dog in this one.
Yeah.
And he's my broadcast partner often on the broadcast, and we do a show together every Wednesday.
So you're not biased at all in this one.
So I am a little biased, but for good reason, only because Anthony Smith is good in these spots where he's taking on young up-and-coming guys.
Yeah.
And Carlos Olberg is a young up-and-coming guy who they got a lot of faith in, but Anthony Smith has got so much experience. He's got over 50 fights. He's used to beating these young guys. So I think this is a good spot for him to remind everybody who he is and what he does best.
Love it. Going with the dog right there.
And I'm going with all three dogs in the top three fights.
I love that angle because that's where you can make the most money. And if you're going to do so, there's only one place to do it legally in Florida.
And I'm going to tell y'all, have y'all all heard?
What?
I have.
Hard Rock Bets is legal in Florida. Okay, maybe you haven't, but I know you heard the jingle.
Oh, yeah.
Legal in Florida.
Legal in Florida.
And it's the only place to bet on sports. The Florida Panthers could end it tomorrow night, so make sure you place your bets on Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet has it all. UFC, I just gave you my picks. Hockey, baseball, and even ping pong. And the best thing about sports is there is always something that you can bet on. So try Hard Rock Bet now and get a no-regret first bet up to $100. And if your bet doesn't win, if your first bet doesn't win, that means you get $100 back to try again. Yeah, you get it back.
Hey.
Hard Rock Bet is Florida's sportsbook. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888. Call 1-888-ADMITTED.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Hey.
Let's do this.
There she is.
I love it.
What's happening with you? Of course, last time we spoke to you, in good spirits, having a good time. You were fresh off of your Old Palm Beach spa day.
Yes.
But it sounds like you've been a little bit more mischievous as of late, swiping seats and taking names at local restaurants. Dean Thomas, can you believe?
She swiped my seat, so I know where it's coming from.
She did. She literally took my seat.
I came in here and I said, switch spots with me.
And I don't feel right in this seat right here. So I'm going to let you go.
But you look great, Dean Thomas. I know you can't see yourself from that position.
The lighting on YouTube is amazing.
Hop on YouTube right now at Theo Speaking and just take a look at the Dean Thomas getting a full window to the face effect. The sunlight just hitting his skin perfectly.
The grays look silvery, huh?
Yeah,
look shiny.
You can't even see the grays.
You can't see the grays?
On the YouTube stream, it's hard to.
Yeah.
It's far away.
So don't point them out.
I'm just glowing.
Our cameras aren't that high tech yet. But Tina.
Back to me.
Yeah, people with some folks with some grays, some of the elderly, you actually swipe their seat at a bar and refuse to give them back. What gives? And what was the situation?
So I went to a happy hour with a few of our teammates, and there was six of us. And that is a big group.
That's a lot of teammates.
A lot of teammates. And we went to a local spot here, and four of them, well, there was, they go to the bar.
Yeah.
They
no get invite before. For me and C-Cat or Dean either, by the way, but keep going.
I'm sorry. Sorry. But we get to the establishment, and those who got there before us saved four spots at the bar. So there were six, but we knew some of us were going to have to stand. That's okay. I ended up being the fourth person to arrive to one empty seat at the bar. This was a corner spot at the bar. The bar was fully packed. This restaurant was fully packed. I see one of our teammates has her purse in this chair. So I immediately go and I sit down.
Rightfully so.
As I sit, I move the purse. I sit down. There is a group of three older white men next to me. And they definitely are retired.
Were
you
they
know,
older than me?
Yes, way older than you.
Were they whiter than me?
Yes, okay. Very much so. So they look at me and they go, hey, we're actually saving that seat for someone. I immediately think that they're just cracking a joke with me because it's just, I just sat down, like they're like, hey girl, you know, like that's eat steak. And I think they're just cracking a joke.
That's an old white dude move. You give one-liners at the bar.
Yeah. You know, you're talking to the younger girls. So it took me a second to just like take in that comment to be like, what do I say? Like, are they joking? The first thing that comes out of my mouth is snooze, you lose.
That's so messed up.
That is kind of cold.
You snooze, you lose.
Snooze, you lose. I thought they're kidding. I think that they're fully joking with me, and that they actually don't need that seat. That they're not actually saving the seat.
Yeah.
They look at me so mad. Their faces went completely down and frowned, and they were like, "No, we're not kidding." My heart's racing. I'm starting to sweat. I feel so uncomfortable and feel so bad because I just thought they were joking.
Man.
And they're like, no, we saved this seat. And they, I guess, put a dirty glass on the counter of the bar. Like, and that was them saving the seat.
So dirty glass on the counter versus
the
person in the chair.
But y'all had the purse in the chair.
Right.
So why you ain't like, yo, that's y'all purse?
Right. I'm just like, did you not see my friend put her purse down? I immediately just ignore, kind of say like, sorry. And I turn my body towards our teammates to the right. And they're like, you can sit there until he comes. And I was just like, okay. I felt so bad.
Did he ever come?
He did. I felt I had to move. I was like, I have to stand. Oh, okay. I felt so uncomfortable. Yeah. I left that seat before their friend even arrived. I felt so bad and so uncomfortable. Wow. These men were so mad at me. They gave me death stares the rest of the time I was sitting at that bar. They were not happy with me.
Were they checking you out or was it death stares?
Oh, no, it was angry. They were angry at me. They were not happy that I said that. And I felt so bad because I just thought they were kidding.
No, you can't be trusted. Let me tell you what. It wasn't that you took the chair.
That's my snooze, you lose.
It was that you was rude about it because like.
But I laughed when
I'm telling you, and I'm going to give you perspective from an old guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me tell you what you should. Like you could have. If you had just been nice and talked to them, they would have let you sit there. Because that's all old guys want. All old guys want is attention from young girls. That is all we want. I'm telling you, that's all they wanted. Mm-hmm. All they wanted was a little bit of attention from you, and they would have been like, you know what? We'll give up all these other seats and let all your other friends sit down. Just give us some attention. But you ruined it by being so selfish.
Yeah.
And look how self-centered she is.
She thought, oh, it's time for Tina's one-liner.
It's all about Tina.
The hell is that?
You know what I'm saying?
It's Tina.
I don't even know how like snooze you lose came out of my mouth. Like that was
snooze
just
you lose.
That was Disney Channel.
That was the first thing.
That's suddenly from a line from iCarly.
Yeah. You snooze you lose. You're like, what the hell?
Laugh track.
No idea why I said that. I immediately felt bad when I saw their facial expression change to mad at me. And I'm like, oh, they're not kidding. They're not joking. Their friend actually is coming for this seat. I felt terrible the whole time. I couldn't even like enjoy my drinks.
You know what you can do to make it up for them? You can give them the experience of a lifetime, which you can only feel at Old Palm Beach.
Oh, yes. I would definitely turn those frowns upside down. I should have told them all about Old Palm Beach because I owe them a staycation there because that whole friend group.
They
deserve it.
They were standing all day for you.
I should have never said snooze, you lose. But you don't lose anything at Old Palm Beach. It's my favorite spot in South Florida. I love a good staycation. It's a Forbes 5-star resort with a private beach, 2 oceanfront pools, spacious guest rooms, and if you got to bring the kids, there's a new reimagined Kids and Teens Club. The O Spa is also a 5-star spa that offers massages, facials, pedicures, and more. I'm sure all of them would love a nice massage from the stress that I gave them and the sass that I gave them. Book your stay today. Florida residents receive 15% off the best available rate now through October 31st. Visit eaupalmbeach.com for more information and to book your reservations. That's eaupalmbeach.com.
The worst spot in a bank heist. The worst role in a bank heist when we return. That's Dean Thomas. It's Tina in the Wild and C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey on Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
It sure is the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, because that's what makes me feel a little bit more safe right here.
Because
they're the ones to call. Car accident, truck accident, slip or fall, Anajar and Levine, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine. They will fight for you. They'll get paid unless you do. and they fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. Call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Take back control of your life. Yeah, if somebody's trying to take your seats at the bar and they hit you with a snooze, you lose, you know who to call. Get it right.
Is there a case there?
Hey, Dean, your mic's off.
There might be. Yeah,
oh, no wonder y'all couldn't hear me. I was spitting.
He had so much. He had like three bars he dropped right there. We missed all of them. Those ad-libs.
I keep forgetting to turn my mic on. It's been a while.
It's all good. It's all good, man.
2 days ago.
Theoretically speaking, by the way, this is episode 50. Episode big 50.
I love it, man. Congratulations.
Appreciate you, man. You should subscribe to our YouTube page, at Theo Speaking.
Oops.
Also.
I will, man. I swear it. I will.
Also, thank you. You're one of many who haven't yet.
Yeah.
Also, I want to get y'all's opinion on this. Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Boston Celtics, he was asked on the Low Post what role he would take in a bank heist. And he said he would want to be the leader, the mastermind, the one who puts all the strategies together, tells everybody where to go. I love that from a head coach. That's what you want. But it got me thinking, what's the worst role in a bank heist? And I would absolutely hate being the getaway driver.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
And it's specifically for one reason. Not
because you'd be trying to put your seatbelt on, following all the rules.
Well, no, yeah, I definitely would be. I would be 12-2, or what is it, 10-2, whatever the hell they say. But more importantly, you're sitting in the car with no eyes or perspective on what the hell is going on inside the building. So you're just waiting on whatever pops out. You don't know what's going good or bad. You might have a walkie-talkie, but it's the not being able to see it thing. That is my worst nightmare. I hate not seeing, especially when I know something big is happening. What's the worst role in a bank heist to you, Dean?
Opening the safe, because everybody's dependent on you and you got to get it open quick, because if you don't get it open quick enough, y'all got to leave with no money. But I'll tell you, for me, the best would be the one holding everybody. I don't want to turn nobody into Swiss cheese. Get on the floor now.
So you don't want to keep the hostages in check?
Yeah, I want to keep them in check.
Tina, what's the worst position?
I have to agree with you, and just to add what you said, like, you have no idea what's going on inside, and then you have the pressure of getting away and making sure that the cops don't find you, no one finds you, you run, whatever. Like, I feel like there's too much pressure being the getaway driver.
Imagine sitting in the getaway driver car, you're waiting, you're looking this way, and you get a tap on the window. You're like, damn, it's all over with now. What you waiting here for, sir? It's cooked. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. We'll see y'all back on Tuesday. Dean, you'll be at UFC, so we won't see you. ESPN West Palm tonight is next with moi. So I hope y'all enjoy that. Go in love, go in peace, go enjoy.